T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day.
Morning, Randy. How are you?
I am cooling, man. I'm over here chilling. You know, the sun is coming up. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day after all that rain the last couple of days. Thank you to everybody who listened to us on radio.com app. If you're in your whip, get the desk. We just appreciate all the support you have been giving us. But I think the ultimate thing that everybody wants to know, Andy Bunker.
What is it?
What happened with the haircut yesterday?
Oh, yeah. So I didn't text you a picture of anything last night, right?
Right.
There was no text messages. Well, we might have texted about something, but we didn't text any photos. So, we ran out of time last night. Got a late invite to go get 18 holes in with a friend over at Brookfield Country Club. And trying to take advantage of all the golf invites I get right now, because we got 40 days till the due date, Randy. Officially 40 days
until
the baby is due to be here. And it's pretty well understood that once the baby gets here, there'll be less, you know, weekday afternoon golf.
Right.
Probably less weekend golf, too. But so went out and got 18 holes in. Was fun. Had a good time. But by the time I got home, it was too late for all that. So tonight will be the night. We got nothing on the docket today except for maybe a nap and a homemade haircut. That's what we're doing.
Okay, tell me this,
Doc.
We had this discussion, you know, about a month ago. And you keep on throwing out this friend word that I don't know. Now, do I know this gentleman? Or
You don't know Noah. No.
How long this been going on?
This would be the second time Noah and I have gotten together for a round of golf. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know how I am. I don't throw the word friend out too easily unless you actually are. Unless you actually mean something to me. So I'm just, I tell my kids this all the time. You know, don't be saying my friend all the time. Not everybody's your friend. I always preach that to them because you never know people like that. But if you cool with them and you trust them, okay. Yeah. Well, then I guess I can give Noah a chance. I mean, you know. I get my man from old dads. I gave him a chance because you like him, and Andy Bunker likes you because Andy Bunker likes everybody. But Andy Bunker is very particular. In
Am I?
Like I try. Yeah, because the thing with Andy is you're such a friendly guy, and you like everybody, and you value people's opinion of you.
I do.
Me, I like people. I don't like everybody. I mean, I don't give a damn about your opinion about me. But you know, and we talked about this yesterday. That's why we can coexist the way we do.
It helps.
But yeah, it helps. But I mean, if Noah is your new guy, I mean, I could accept that and, you know, and be on the back burner and everything. And I can move on.
Back burner.
And yeah, man, because you keep on adding these friends in line, you know, I'm getting kind of, I don't even want to say what I was going to say. Never mind.
You can say it if you want.
Yeah. I ain't jealous, Kenny. And I got Ken Roundtree back at the ranch. I ain't jealous.
Okay.
Hell.
What is it? Jealousy? I mean, is it a similar type of feeling? What,
man, no, I ain't got nothing on me.
That's
please.
You guys have different skill sets. There's no question about that. You guys have different things going on for you.
You see, shoot.
What?
All this man that's over here.
There's less man. He's not as tall as you. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, he's short, so now I ain't never.
Not short, just not as tall as you. Somewhere between you and me. It's getting weird now. It's gotten a little bit weird.
Good morning, Andy Bucker.
Good morning, Randy. One thing that has been cool, though, since we've been talking about playing golf, is every once in a while, a listener will hit me up and offer a round. And I'll do like a mild amount of social media investigating. I'm not just going to go out there with anybody. It could be a setup. You never know. I'll do some social media investigating. And, if I deem that you're probably not crazy and you're probably not going to tie me up and put me in your trunk and take me out somewhere, then I'll probably show up and golf with you. And that's what happened with Noah. Noah's a listener, big listener to the program. And you'd be happy to know this. A lot of time on the golf course yesterday was spent talking about you and this show. So you plotting against us. You were on no back burner. You were on the front burner. Anyway, it's gotten weird. Really weird way to start on a Wednesday. A lot to get to today. I was going to mention before we jump into some of this NFL news and other stuff that's going on. We have professional American team sports back today. As far as we know right now, there is a Major League Soccer game to be played tonight.
Yep.
On television at 8 p.m. between the two teams, and I know everybody's in Florida, but between Miami and Orlando, which is a big deal. Like, you know, assuming that between now and then they don't postpone it or cancel it like they have a couple other games in that tournament, we got sports back today, Randy. Like, we've been looking forward to this day for months. We haven't had sports in literally almost 3 months as far as professional American team sports go. Everything
okay, thank you. I was about 11th. To say thank you, dude. Don't get everybody up in their feelings right now.
Well, I know, but it's different though, and I think that's an important distinction to make. Like golf can come back; it's easier. NASCAR can come back. Like these sports that can social distance can come back. And I know that the NWSL tournament has started as well. And that, no disrespect, but major American team sports and MLS, even for some people, is debatable. Some people would say that that's not a major sport in this country. It certainly is in the city of Atlanta, and we treat it as such. They're starting that tournament tonight, Randy. That's great. And hopefully everything continues to go, I won't say well, because I don't know that it's gone well. One game has been postponed, and one team got kicked out of the bubble. But if they play tonight, hopefully this just starts the ball rolling in the right direction, and we get more and more and more and more, because that's what's supposed to happen over the next month.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. We saw that, you know, it's supposed to be a doubleheader today, and because of, what's going on with the team from Nashville, they had to postpone that match against Chicago. So, I mean, this is where we're trying to get to right now, and you know, we talked about it Monday and yesterday, and I think it was just mainly me saying this, but it's closer that we get to these start times, the more nervous you get. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm excited about tonight. Of course, I'm going to watch a little bit. I'm not going to sit there and just stay tuned to it because that's not my squad. You know how I am about my squad. If it ain't my squad, I flip back and forth to it. But, you know, I'm waiting for Saturday. That's what I'm
what
waiting
else
on.
Is there? I'm waiting on Saturday. You're going to flip back and forth between Orlando and Miami and what? What else is nothing else on?
I got a life outside of sports.
Everybody loves Raymond reruns?
I got a life outside of sports. Don't get it twisted. Oh. Everybody loves Raymond's a funny show, by the way.
It's a great show.
But, I mean, I got other stuff to do, Andy Bucker. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll figure it out by the time you know, the soccer match comes along. But, yeah, I'm going to watch some of it, you know, because I really want to check out this new Miami team and everything, you know, because I really think that Miami team is going to do well down there. I do because of all the diversity and all those things down there in that area. So I think that team is going to do really well. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to have it back. You know, Saturday is going to be – even more fun because we get to hear our guys, Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, who's going to be up with us later on the day. That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to try it because the one thing I can't do, Andy, and I tried the hard as I can, is to try to line up 99 the game with the actual TV. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, they'd be like, well, you got to pause it on the DV. I'm like, man, I ain't got time for that. Man. I just listen to it and mute. Yeah, I'd be trying my best.
I've never been able to successfully do it either.
Yeah, I can't do it, but I mean, I'm excited the fact that 99 the game, our Atlanta United listeners are going to be able to listen to Mike and Jason, and it's going to be fun, man, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday at 8 o'clock. Mike's going to join us on Friday to talk about the season and the tournament and, I mean, games that will have happened. Jason Longshore, like you said, will join us as he does on Wednesdays today at 1:20, and we'll get further ready for the tournament. And hopefully tonight at 8 o'clock, barring any unforeseen issues between now and then, the MLS Is Back tournament will kick off. The Braves today at 1 o'clock are going to have their first scrimmage at Truist, and that's a step in the right direction for them. The NBA is getting closer to sending people down to Miami. I know some players have already gotten down there. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Who was the player?
I don't know who the player was, but I saw the picture of the meal.
Dinner?
I mean, we know this. When you're going down to Orlando, when we're talking either MLS, NBA, even down there in Bradenton at IMG Academy for the WNBA, you're going to have to make some kind of sacrifices to your normal living lifestyle, and probably the way you eat is one of them. You know, we know that a lot of these guys, they have their own personal chefs, and they used to eat this and that. When I saw that tray, I thought he was on the plane. Because it looked like a damn air. It looked like one of them airplane meals.
Yeah.
I thought it was the meal that they were on the plane flying to Orlando. That's what that was. But no, it's actually what they fed him. And, I mean.
Looks healthy. But he's got watermelon. It's healthy. He's got a salad. Yeah.
And maybe they have like a list that, you know, I'm sure they got like a list every day of what you can eat. And I'm sure they check it off because certain people have certain allergies to food, you know, preferences and all those. So I'm sure they have different kind of meals. But, yeah, Andy, I thought that was a plane meal. I thought they were coming over on Delta. I was like, oh, okay. Well, it's the vegan plate on Delta. Okay, no problem.
Looks like maybe some Parmesan garlic pita chips on the plate.
Was there any meat in there?
I think there might be meat in one of those containers because it's a salad and then it's like deconstructed. So he's going to have to put the salad together himself.
Right.
I'm hoping that there's meat in that big container. Like maybe there's some chicken in there, some steak or whatever for him to get his protein. Otherwise, there's not a lot of protein going on there. Anyway, it does. It looks like a cafeteria dinner from a hospital. So hopefully things get better. Troy Daniels, they're going to lose weight down there if that's the way that they're going to be eating. But anyway, they're getting ready to head down there as well. It all, hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed, whatever you need to do, say a prayer, that these things are actually going to start. And today should be the day. Today should be the start of it with MLS. The one sport that we were, I think, least worried about, just because of the way that they've gone about their offseason and full steam ahead for the most part, has been the NFL. Well, yesterday we got the report about a potential labor negotiation. Doesn't that sound familiar? We've talked a lot about that with Major League Baseball. Apparently, the players are being asked to, or there's a proposal that the players will be asked to put 35% of their salaries into escrow. And my favorite part of this story is that the NFLPA, like literally, said back to the owners, "Kick rocks."
You're damn right.
Kick rocks.
You're damn right.
We're
kick
not
rocks.
Doing that.
No. And that's the sad thing because you don't want this to be a hindrance upon it, you know, upon the actual season start. Now, do I think, and I'm just going to go out on a limb, I don't think that will be the deciding factor if they come back or not, because I think the owner's like, okay, well, they said kick rocks, so let's just move on. You know, I hope that it doesn't. Man, we back on this damn hope thing again. And so, but yeah, I'm like, hold on, put your 35% of your, and hold on, how the hell, what, oh, is this before or after taxes?
Right.
Is this, you know, because usually when the NFL, when they put certain parts of your money in escrow, it's usually your guaranteed money, your fully guaranteed money. They used to put that in the escrow account. But you asked me to give you, no, I'm good, man. I'm straight because, you know, I think Kenny told me, was it Ben Kirk, one of the Falcons backups, was talking about, you know, do you know how much you tax on that money? I mean, it goes by different states. I told you how depressed I was the first check I got in California. Like, hold on, what the hell's going on? You put some back.
A little different in Florida,
but yeah, well, I mean, are you going off the original number? Are you doing it off the tax money? I mean, there's so many questions going in, but yeah, the player's right. They go kick rocks.
Yeah. That's the right reaction. That's absolutely the right reaction. And hopefully that's where it stops. Like, okay, we tried. Now we're good. We'll move on. We'll come back and get to all of the trending topics of the day. Lots going on over the last 24 hours. We'll get you caught up right after this on a hump day edition of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
I finally had a chance to get in front of the team. Told them guys I never felt so far detached or so much detached from a team in all my life, because we've been here, there, and everywhere. So actually today's, I feel like today's start of something, you know, that we're kind of all getting back into the swing of these things.
That was the voice of Brian Snitker, the Braves manager, yesterday, Randy, saying yesterday kind of actually felt like the start with the way that everything else went, and
yeah,
trying to get guys back in and doing these workouts and those workouts, guys tested positive, guys opting out. Kind of finally feels like he knows who his squad is going to be. And today at 1 o'clock, they have their first actual team scrimmage. So spring training or summer camp or whatever you want to call it actually kind of gets underway today, which is great. But what Brian Snitker says there is absolutely right. It feels weird. Like, you're so disconnected from this group. It's going to continue to feel weird. I mean, it's going to be unlike any season. He's been a part of the Braves organization for 40 years. It's going to be unlike any of those 40 seasons that he's been a part of. The ability to make the team feel connected, even though things are going to be so different, is going to be one of his biggest challenges. But hopefully getting guys on the field and whatever plan they have to ramp things up and get guys as physically ready as they can be for when games are supposed to start in what? 16 days from today. Yeah. Hopefully they can do that, because that's not very long from right now.
No, it's not, man. And it's going to be a process of where you're trying to cram a whole lot of stuff in a short period of time to get yourself ready. Because, I mean, it's easy to say they're restarting, but that's a long time, especially when you're talking about going through spring training and you're ramping yourself up for the season. And right before the season starts, right when you're at probably peaking, you got to cut it back off and then try to start it back up. It's like that. Yeah. It's just, you know, and so what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that they don't overextend too early. I mean, and we'll talk about this more in the NFL No Huddle. You know, that's some of the things that the NFLPA is trying to do. They want to have periods of this thing, not just as, okay, as soon as we get back, let go. We got to work ourselves back, and that's what they're trying to do right now. I mean, I always say this. I mean, you're a professional for a reason. I know how to play football. They know how to play basketball. You'll never forget how to shoot a basketball, but you still got to work at that craft. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just you out there by yourself. You got to get that cohesion back and all these things. And, I mean, I find it interesting. I mean, it's going to be fun, I guess, when you talk about I haven't been with all my teammates in a while, and we're going to be in this park, and, you know, there's nobody going to be there but us, but yet it's going to feel like the realest thing that we've had to, like, a team baseball game since we left 4 months ago. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the players are going to enjoy themselves. I think Joe Patrick said they're going to have live umpires and everything there too?
Yeah.
That was the one thing I was interested in when we talk about the distancing and everything, the umpire catcher relationship. Like, you know, you all over my shoulder, bro. You know.
That's a good point.
I want to see how focused that the players are, and I wish we can get a player on. And I'm sure somebody will of course, you know, somebody will see this. I wonder how they're going to get used to not spitting. I really want. You know, because I wonder if a beat writer is up there. Oh, Ronald Acuña's out there spitting in the outfield. You know. And that's going to happen.
You think Timmy's going to snitch? Is that what
Hey, Ma! Look what I just got on my MP360 TV! He's spitting!
Oh, so Timmy's at home. Timmy doesn't.
Yeah, Timmy's at home. Yeah, Timmy's at home. Timmy's at home, but he got a damn drone. That's what it is. Timmy got a drone that he's flying over damn Truist over there with a zoom in camera, snitching.
And this is not super important, maybe more important to me than you. We'll see. Are media going to be allowed to go?
Like, I doubt it. Because it's practice.
Chip Carey is going to call the game. No, maybe not today, but I mean when the season starts. Are they going to be?
Oh, when the season starts. Ooh, that's a great question.
A couple of the guys in the press box or socially distanced. Remember the first thing that happened before Rudy Gobert ruined sports. Before Rudy Gobert shut everything down.
Damn, Rudy.
The first thing they did, even before that, was they banned media from post-game locker rooms. Remember that?
Which is great.
Because it was the media that was spreading the coronavirus. It wasn't the players sweating on each other. It was the media asking questions. So maybe that'll be the last thing to come back, too. And maybe it'll never come back. Maybe they'll keep media out of the locker rooms forever. I have no idea.
There'd be a lot of happy guys.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be. You know what? As a former scrummer, as a former media scrummer, I'd be happy too. I hated that crap.
Yeah.
There was nothing worse than hanging out by a dude's locker room, especially after a baseball game on a bad team when they lost, waiting by a dude's locker who just had a terrible performance to walk over slow in his shower flip-flops and his towel.
Yes.
Like keeping your eyes down so you don't see any nudity. But then also you have to keep your eyes up enough to know when he's ready so you get close enough so you don't get boxed out by, you know, by Jarvis and Tanitra and, you know, veteran media scrummers like those guys. That was the worst. I hated it. I mean,
there's nothing worse than that. There's nothing worse than that media
call wise would be perfect.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than that come by the locker after I'm showered guy. Can you wait till I put my damn clothes on? Like, don't be, you know, that is one of the most uncomfortable things, Buck, when you're trying to you're trying to get dressed. And it happens all the time. You're trying to get dressed, and there's like five Timmies right behind you. And you're like, dog, can I get dressed? Let me put my damn drawers on.
Right.
They're standing right there. Yeah. And so, you know what I would do? I would take my time. I would make sure my tie was tied perfectly, everything.
Of course.
And then I would turn around. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the funniest when you knew. Yeah. The guy's like, oh, God, look at this guy putting his chapstick on. All right. Oh, top lip. Okay. Oh, now the bottom lip. Okay. That's some very thorough chapstick application.
Yeah. I had to put some grease on my hair and everything. Oh, going there and get them weighed, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did all that.
The worse the game, the slower the getting dressed. That was a given. And, you know, it would be very easy just to be like, all right, we want to talk to this guy. Will you mind bringing him to this other room when he's clothed? Because I don't need to see his butt. I don't want to see it, personally. He doesn't want me to see it. I don't want to see it. Like, we don't need to see other stuff, you know? I don't want to see all that stuff. Just let me go to the other room. They'd be happier. We'd be happier. There'd be less of a scrum. It's all good. Anyway, we got off track a little bit. Let's hear what Tom Pelissero has to say today about what's going on with the NFL and their labor negotiations.
The NFL has proposed escrowing 35% of players' salaries throughout the 2020 season to account for some costs and potential lost revenue because of COVID-19. Now, how was the union responding to that? Don Davis, one of the union executives, said in a call with all players a short time ago, basically, we told them to kick rocks.
It sounds so better when he says it, too.
So good. No, it sounds best when you say it. Like, when you tell someone to kick rocks, you mean it so thoroughly from, like, the deepest depth of your soul. God, I love it when you tell people to kick rocks. It's really good.
I say it with my chest. I say it with my chest.
You say it with your soul, correct. I love it.
Yeah, but they're absolutely correct, man. Everybody's studying that, man. All right, we done negotiated all this stuff, man, and now y'all talking about taking some money away from me? Come on, bro. Be for real. We know that everybody's going to lose, and with me saying that, I still don't want the players to take no damn loss, okay? Because everybody's going to lose. We know that. The revenue is not going to be the regular revenue that we're used to, and we don't know how that's going to affect next year's salary cap and all those things. But ain't no way I'm taking a third. No, I'm good, bro.
And I know that these things are unrelated, but perception is reality.
Always.
And we know that that's the way that it goes. It's hard for me as an NFL player to have you ask me for 35% of my salary on the same day that you give Patrick Mahomes $500 million. Like, that's I know that it's not the same thing, but, like, you have the money. Like, if you have the money to commit that to a player for 12 years, you probably have the money to pay me 35% of my or all of my salary next season. Also, and this is just a personal question, what is escrow? I don't know what that is. I don't understand.
I mean,
what that term basically means.
Like I can only talk from the perspective of the National Football League. Is usually when they talk about the escrow, what the owners do is that they put most of the guaranteed money of all our contract. They put it in there because your guaranteed money ain't based off of, you know, what the ticket sales are or the revenue. That's not what your guaranteed money is based on. Your guaranteed money is going to be paid to you. So if there's a drop in attendance or something, it don't mess with your guaranteed money. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it. But, you know, there's homeowners escrow and all that other stuff like that that I tend to let my wife handle. I'm like,
I've never known what that word meant. I've never understood. I dated a girl for a while who was an escrow agent, and I just pretended that I knew what she did.
She must
I was
been
like,
pretty.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she must have been pretty.
She was great. It was a lot of other stuff about her life that I knew and understood. But that one was just like, I was like, oh, escrow. Cool. That sounds super important for real estate, and I didn't know what it was. I never knew, and I never had the guts to ask. I finally matured enough, Randy, to ask you on the radio what escrow is, and I'm glad you
explained it to me. That's okay, brother. That's okay, yeah. Brother.
I'm growing. We're all attempting to grow together. Here's Joel Embiid talking about not trusting his fellow NBA players.
The mindset doesn't change. I mean, it doesn't matter the fact that I don't like that idea, and I still don't believe in it, and I don't think he's going to be safe enough because I know I'm going to do the right things. I know I don't ever do anything. I only play video games. I'm always home. I don't do anything. But then again, I don't trust those other guys to do the same. So, but like I said, I got to do my job.
Well, somebody's got to be the one that people don't trust, right? Because everyone who's talking, Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker and Joel Embiid, now these guys all say, all I do is hang out at the house, watch TV, yeah. Play video games. Dame says he's going to bring some music recording equipment down there, maybe make some songs. Well, who do you not trust then? Because everybody keeps saying they don't. All they do is hang out in the room.
Hey, man, let me tell you. Like, if I was going down, you can trust me. I ain't going no damn where. I ain't going nowhere. But yeah, he might be talking to the one particular dude on his team that's in dated more. No, ain't nobody dated more IG models than James Harden. James Harden, you gotta ask who hasn't he dated on Instagram. But I know, don't Ben Simmons get around?
He's still with on the list.
Isn't he with one of them Kardashian women?
I believe.
Or what's the other one's name? Yeah, the Jenner.
I believe he's okay. Been with. Yeah, he's a Jenner.
Okay. Well, I mean, but yeah, I mean, I know what Joel Embiid talking about because he's absolutely correct.
Talking about his teammate, Ben Simmons.
I said this a month ago, and people thought I was joking. And Stephen A. said it last week. He's right, man. These dudes, and especially the single ones, it's going to be I'm telling you, dude, they're going to have them. You know what? When you're cutting the bolt cutters that cut like the chain link fence, they're going to have like a hole or something right there. So the girls can just push it down and walk through. And I mean, something's going to happen. I'm just telling you right now, something's going to happen.
100% and it is.
I'm just telling you. Somebody's going to try and sneak somebody in there. I wonder if they got one. You know, remember on Prison Break when they had that light on the tower that scopes out the grounds? They might have some of those on the Disney resorts and all that. It's going to be up to...
They're going to have El Chapo tunnels underneath the Disney Resort.
There it is right there. It's going to come out in the at the service elevator.
Yeah. El Chapo tunnels with motorcycles down there so you can get in. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to big deal, small deal, no deal. No Brian Gebhardt. Brian is drunk on a golf course in North Carolina right now, I think safe to say.
Yeah.
Wendy filling in on big deal, small deal, no deal. Damn good questions for the remainder of the week. So we'll get some Wendy. Earlier than normal, coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy. Yeah, you know Randy's going to be in a good mood with all the bumper music when Ken's in. Ken's always playing the hits. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into what escrow means. And why the NFL players aren't going to accept it. Plenty of other NFL news as well to dive into top of the 11 o'clock hour. Darren Eales was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and not surprisingly, as usual, he was pretty honest and candid about where he stands with some of what's gone on with the MLS's back tournament, spoke pretty honestly about FC Dallas and why they're not down there anymore, and of course gave us some insight into what things are like really in Orlando and his team's prospects of maybe winning this tournament. So we'll let you hear some of what Darren had to say in the 11 o'clock hour as well. We're going to get to Wendy in just a minute. As Brian Gebhardt is out on a golf trip, sounds awesome, posted a picture this morning, looked great, looked like he's having a good time.
Nice play.
Yeah, it did look pretty good. Wendy's going to be in for him on Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, and some damn good questions throughout the rest of the week. I did want to mention this. We were going to get to it in What's Trending and just ran short of time. Interesting story from the Atlanta Dream over the last 24 hours and the WNBA, where one of the co-owners of the Atlanta Dream and a senator from our state, Kelly Loeffler, you may be familiar with her, voiced some opinions about the WNBA's involvement with the Black Lives Matter movement and some of the messaging that the WNBA is going to be using when they return to play. Renee Montgomery, who, you know, if you're unfamiliar with Renee Montgomery, familiarize yourself with her. She's a WNBA player. She does media here in town. She's really fantastic.
Yes, she
wrote this tweet yesterday, and I don't know that anything could have been done more perfectly than this. She said, "Dear Senator Loeffler, I'm pretty sad to see that my team ownership is not supportive of the movement and all that it stands for. I was already sitting out this season, and this is an example of why. I would love to have a conversation with you about the matter if you're down," which is, it's beautiful. Like, it's okay. She didn't have to do that. A lot of people aren't going to do that. And it's my opinion that the entire statement from Senator Loeffler was to spark outrage. I think you can't say something like that and expect to remain in good standing with the WNBA. Like,
isn't she running for running for office, right? She's up for, and it's hard
to say re-election.
She wasn't re-elected, it's a special election and it is upcoming. Right.
This to me appears to be a political stunt. What Renee Montgomery did was diffuse the entire purpose of the political stunt, which is awesome. Like, she wants the outrage, so she can use that outrage as an endorsement of her First Amendment, whatever. So kudos to Renee Montgomery. Just absolutely perfectly handled. And, you know, I doubt that conversation's going to happen.
Oh, no.
The offer is out there. So very well done.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, we already know. We know where she's at and all that. We know, because she's been doing this, you know, since everything that's been going down. She's the one that was talking about, you know, the Second Amendment and, you know, the brothers that were carrying their guns. Mm-hmm. Their Second Amendment, they shouldn't do that. But the other, man, please, man, forget this lady. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, man. When I saw that, I was like, you know, we already know what this is. There's always an agenda to everything, and we already know what hers is. Hers is to get reelected. No, I'm sorry. Hers is to get elected. And right now, as far as I'm looking, it don't look like it's going to happen. So she got to find some way to get some kind of base behind her.
That's what it is.
Drive the vote. But whatever.
That's what it is.
Let's get to Wendy.
Let's get to some big deal, small deal, no deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Brian Gebhardt's More Than Likely Hangover. Wendy Adams joins us for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal as he is out. Hey, Wendy.
If he's not hungover, I will be so disappointed, because that's what the point of, like, guys' trips, girls' trips are. Just drink face off.
Yeah, he's going to be drunk for 5 straight days.
And I wonder how long the hangover is going to take.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's going to be brutal when he gets back. All right, guys. Well, big deal, small deal, no deal. Tom Brady's company, TB12, and Floyd Mayweather's company, Mayweather Promotions, receiving between $350,000 and $1 million through the Paycheck Protection Program. If you don't know what that is, that's the program that was implemented by the United States government to help small businesses during this coronavirus pandemic.
It's a big deal, man, because I don't think that they should be in line for these type of things because of the money that they make. It should have went to somebody else who probably needed it more than they did.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And it's a big damn deal. Like, really?
I don't know. I could be wrong. I'll be honest with you. I don't know the in-depth ins and outs of how this program was set to work. But I have to imagine if it was intended to protect small businesses during this very difficult financial situation that we're in as a country, Tom Brady and Floyd Mayweather probably weren't who they had in mind. This is all we've also heard about other companies who have gotten. Didn't the Lakers get some financial relief? We found this out about a month ago that happened. Like, I mean, I guess based on the way that the thing was written, they were able to apply for it and get it, and they did. But that's not good.
I don't like it.
He shouldn't be getting government money for his company when he makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. But I guess he did. So there's a flaw in the way that thing was written. Hopefully enough people that needed it, like the small businesses many of whom have had to shut their doors over the last couple of months, hopefully they can get them some of this money, because it is really sad to see what's happening to a lot of locally owned businesses because of the fact that people just aren't out and about anymore.
Well, we didn't get into this much yesterday, but big deal, small deal, no deal, that it was a liquor store manager that broke the story of the Patrick Mahomes' massive new contract deal instead of the likes like Adam Schefter, Jay Glazer, or Ian Rappaport.
What? Hold on, what happened?
It was a liquor store manager that broke the story of Patrick Mahomes getting that massive new contract.
How did he, I'm just saying, how did he know?
She.
Oh, I'm sorry, how did she, how, it's a lady?
Yeah.
It was a lady.
Oh, I'm sorry, how did she know?
She saw the odor commanded by, I believe it was 6 bottles of Dom Perignon.
Yep.
And assumed that was going to be a massive signing. She said, well, it's not Chris. Chris Jones is actually Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a high-ranking team official, was it the owner? So somebody went down to the liquor store, bought a bunch of bottles of fancy champagne. She asked what the celebration was. He didn't tell her directly, but he said it's not Chris Jones. So she inferred that it was Patrick Mahomes. She tweeted about it. So this liquor store worker, this liquor store employee, was the first person with the Patrick Mahomes news. It's beautiful.
It was
love
Kimmy Two-Socks, but I don't know.
Kimmy, no.
I'm not going to put that on Tam, okay?
Nah, she's not Tammy.
I'm not going to put that on this slice lady. I appreciate her scooping, guys, with actual facts. Tammy just be making stuff up.
Yeah, right? That's what Tammy had info.
She actually had some info, and she threw it out there. Congratulations to this lady. And, okay, because I didn't realize why people were going, like, oh, Schefter got scooped and all that. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, what? By who he get scooped by? He got scooped by a nice lady in a liquor store. Love it.
You ever have this happen where there's like a big story coming, like you know somebody's going to sign a contract, or you know someone's going to leave teams or a trade or something like that, and there's all these like independent sleuths just out there trying to find info. I remember when I lived in Portland and LaMarcus Aldridge was going to leave. Everybody knew he was going to leave. He put his house up for sale in the city, which, you know, seemed like a pretty obvious indicator that he was leaving. But then we would get like texts and tweets from people around town just like telling us places that they saw him. I saw LaMarcus Aldridge eating an ice cream sundae
down
on the waterfront
weird.
Today. I know that that indicates he's going to Texas. Like, hang on a second. People just out there doing their own investigative journalism. I always love that stuff.
There's Timmy's everywhere, man. Everybody, because what do we know? People always want to be first, not right. And, you know, and you remember, you know, a couple, like, was the last year, you know, we didn't get in trouble because, you know, I wasn't studying it, but, you know, about some breaking news that we didn't know that somebody else had that, you know, we just said it because it was out there.
We just read the breaking news.
Who the hell you think you're talking to like that? That was back in my early stages of, you know, not, you know, who, never mind.
Early stages of media member development.
No. Of radio man development.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what it was. And so I was like, hey, man, I ain't know. It was right there. My bad.
Yeah, no, you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I know. And you saw my approach to it. What?
Kick rocks, I believe, was your approach to it. Speaking of kick rocks or kicking rocks, that's what the NFLPA essentially told the NFL to do with their offer about putting 35% of their contracts in escrow. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. That and a bunch of other NFL news, including what DeSean Jackson said. I guess he's apologized.
Man, we might have hit it.
Talk about DeSean Jackson as well coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.